Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. So, having lost a spouse, I have been an advocate for grief and loss for going on 7 years. And I get you, I understand it if you're going through it. Today for me is, would have been 20 years. I was married to, my late spouse. He's been passed for 7 years. And I'm remarried to an incredible person who I love so much and so kind, and we laugh all the time, and we'll be married 1 year next month. But I wanted to just give a little insight on, you know, I went to lunch with a girlfriend, and her husband passed a couple years ago, and she's like, Camille, I had no clue what you were going through until it happened to me. You just don't understand. You have no clue until you've lost a spouse, like how life altering and devastating, and your plans and everything are so different. And it doesn't take away from my love that I adore my current husband, but there's still that tenderness there. And a 20-year mark, today would have been 20 years, and that milestone, it's a hard one to miss for me. Last week was graduation for my daughter. And leading up to that, you know, it was hard. It's been hard, grief. It's a trigger. And knowing, you know, seeing friends that are married, you know, around the same time that my late husband and I were. And, you know, like, I haven't been happy for them celebrating their 20th. You know, like, I feel jealous that milestone was stolen. And it's kind of surprising, I think, for me, because, you know, I'm in a really good space and place. But that 20-year mark, this would have been 20 years today, and it stings. It's hard. What do you do when you're going through a stinging, hard milestone or graduation, you know, whatever it might be? You got to honor your feelings. You have to let them out. You need to talk to a friend. You need to do whatever you feel that's good to honor your feelings. You've got to get them out. You don't suppress them and plug them down. And that's a huge thing that I work on with my clients too, being a grief mentor and life coach for people that are dealing with disappointment and loss. I get it. You've got to let it out, or it's going to bubble up in other places. So, just giving you a little insight. So today I didn't sleep well, you know, leading up to today and graduation for my daughter. Like, it's been hard. I've had more anxiety. I slept like crap last night. I just try to be gentle on myself today and give myself, a little extra love. I went out to lunch with a girlfriend. I was like, oh, what, Clint? You want to buy me an anniversary present? Okay. So I went to the mall, did some retail therapy with my girlfriend, and it was great, and had a wonderful day. And then tonight I came home, and, you know, Todd just looked my eyes, and, you know, when you have a good relationship with someone and they just look in your eyes, and I'm just like, anyway, if you are in a hard spot and dealing with grief and loss, I feel you, I understand you, you're not alone. And anyway, thanks people for reaching out today on my post. This is my story, and I appreciate the love and the thoughtfulness and the kindness, and just remember, I guess, with widows and widowers, be kind to us. Don't judge us. Even if we've moved forward and, you know, we are remarried, and, you know, be happy for us, but also be understanding that we're still going to want to celebrate and honor that love, that loss. Especially, you know, I say grief is like a fingerprint, right? No one's is the same. But each tear is a drop of love, and grief is a display of how much you've loved and can love and the capacity to give love. So anyway, I'm grateful for the love that I did have with my late spouse. I feel like I could really appreciate my now spouse so much as well, because he's alive and he's incredible in so many ways. And so, you know, having lost somebody shifts your perspective a lot too, right? And so I'm so grateful for what I have learned and what I can treasure now because of my loss. But be gentle and be kind and try not to be judgy of us. We're just trying our best, and everybody's best looks different. So